It's not your fault. Why childhood trauma shapes you and how to break free.
Written and read by Alex Howard.
To my two most important teachers, Sandra Maitri and Prakash Mackay, I fear I wasn't always an easy student, but I hope this book shows that your love and patience were not wasted, and a few things did sink in. A note from the author. When writing a book about trauma, one is highly aware of standing on the shoulders of giants. And this is uppermost in my mind because I have the privilege of interviewing many of the pioneers of trauma research for the annual Trauma Superconference. My conversations with such experts as Dr. Peter Levine of Somatic Experiencing, Professor Stephen Porges of Polyvagal Theory, Dr. Gabor Mate of Compassionate Inquiry, and Thomas Hubel on his work on collective trauma, and Dr. Ariel Schwartz on her work on EMDR and therapeutic yoga, to name just a few, have impacted me significantly. While planning the content of this book, I had to make some sensitive choices. It was tempting to produce a greatest hits of the extraordinary body of work in this field, but I chose not to for several reasons. Firstly, there are some excellent books and blogs that already do this job well. And secondly, I wanted to create a practical and effective roadmap for change, informed by my own personal experience and 20 years in clinical practice. Given that my psychology-based online reset program is 30 hours in duration, and that my team and I have recorded more than 250 hours of interviews for our Trauma Superconference series, my challenge in writing this book was to prevent it from becoming overly complex and pulling in too many directions at once. Therefore, may I ask you to assume that the omission of others' ideas and theories is made in full awareness and respect for their work, and in the spirit of delivering a guide with tools that you can use today to create change in your life and reset the impacts of your trauma. Chapter 1. The Wounds That Shape Us. It was a cold, frosty, early morning in South Wales, and the final day of a week-long retreat in which I was taking part, something I did several times a year to understand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?